Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah. All right. Travis informs us, yes, you can eat roosters. They're referred to as capons, which are castrated roosters fattened up for eating.
I didn't know because, yeah, once they you can't use them for stud purposes. Like I said, the old roosters, do they just eat them or they just destroy them or something like that?
No, sounds like
I'm destroying the rooster last night.
Eat them.
Craig wants some guy wants Craig to say this at his funeral.
Suck it, Jesus.
Would you do that for cash, Craig?
No.
Okay.
Just for the fun of it?
Funeral.
Well, this guy wants you to do it at his funeral.
I don't make appearances at funerals.
No, you don't. Yeah. Well, he didn't ask for the money. He just wants you to say it.
Either way.
You can just record this.
Just don't go to random funerals saying things.
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, anybody know that guy? Then you go up to the mic. Well, Craig, it is
say
a microphone.
Three words and leave.
Yeah. Microphone and a paycheck.
No, he's not offering money. He just wants Craig to say suck it, Jesus at his funeral. So get the recording and play it if you want to. Yeah. Craig doesn't care.
Or that.
All right. Somebody just sent us a picture of a Chick-fil-A that's empty. So he said the chicken shortage is real. So I've never seen an empty Chick-fil-A.
I drove by the Chick-fil-A Saturday, and no, it was hardly empty.
All right. Still no homos, though, right?
I don't think the owner likes them.
No, that's right.
All right. Larry Flint, the man who founded Hustler magazine.
Yeah, that Chick-fil-A guy said a funeral should be between a man and a woman.
What? Wait.
Oh, no. Yeah, I got that wrong.
What about Larry Flint?
He had to take free speech cases to the United States Supreme Court several times.
That's the reason we do what we can still do here.
According to FBI documents recently obtained by Vice, they found that Larry Flint wanted to blow up the Supreme Court with a suicide bomb strapped to his wheelchair.
Whoa. That would have been...
The FBI had a 322-page dossier compiled before Larry Flint's death earlier this year. It seems he had conversations with a couple of gentlemen concerning a plan to roll into a Supreme Court hearing in 1983 on a wheelchair filled with C4. Things fell apart after the two men refused to get involved. Prosecutors decided against charging him after concluding he was never really serious about carrying out the attack.
Was this the one the movie was based on, The People versus Larry Flint? That was the Jerry Falwell case.
Right. I have no idea which time.
Yeah, I didn't know he was involved in more than one. Mm-hmm.
That would have been insane.
Well, it probably would have hurt his case, too.
Yeah.
And might have hurt free speech cases like all of ours. We could say what we want.
It would probably have to be heard by 9 new justices.
Right, exactly. We
probably wouldn't have been praising him as a free speech pioneer.
At least seven.
Blowing up the Supreme Court.
At least 7 new justices, too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I guess that was before we used to praise people for that.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we can attack the Capitol. Nobody cares. Sane people do.
Then it's a stroll in the park.
That's right.
It just happened to be through an open door.
Just tourists.
Just normal tour of the Supreme Court.
Right.
Don't forget to pack your gallows.
Idiots.
Did y'all go to the movie theater over the weekend?
No, but what's there I want to see?
Let's see. Spiral.
No.
That's the latest film in the Saw.
No.
horror franchise.
There's a movie coming out that looks pretty good. It's I saw it. They've been advertising. It's theaters. Matt Damon's in it. He plays like a rural dad. His daughter gets stuck in Middle East in jail. He's go save her. Stillwater. They've been running that preview all day yesterday.
Wrath of Man was number two, brought in $4 million.
What's that?
Oh, the Jason Statham kicking ass movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Looks, okay, he's good. Yeah.
New Angelina Jolie film, Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Don't know what that
That's
is.
That's on HBO Max, too. I might fire that up and watch it. Yeah. It looks interesting.
Japanese anime epic Demon Slayer Mugen Train.
No.
And then Raya and the Last Dragon. You didn't see any of those at the theater?
No.
Jeez.
I'll get back to the theater, though.
I think it's going to be like 4th of July before you get like the real big releases to the theater. I think once we get past that, I think the theaters will start to have a few more releases.
They're going to have to.
Yeah. Yeah, the studios are going to have to start putting
out some... People want to go back.
Some bigger stuff.
Yeah, but are we going to get the same stuff? Are we going to get non-stop parade of comic book movies?
But it's but at this point, Todd, it's almost a good thing because it's whatever gets people back in the theater. I mean, the theaters need the money. They need to get back up and going.
Wait, they'll end up having a big year with Top Gun and the new James Bond and whatever superheroes coming out.
Yeah, the fall looks like it's going to be there's going to be a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't think it was that tough a transition. At least not for me because I didn't go to the theater for the past year because and before that. All comic book movies.
Oh, I didn't see any of that.
It was nothing
crap.
But comic book movies, so not either. Going to the theater became the norm for me.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, I would go back if it's something good.
Oh, A Quiet Place 2 is coming out. Yeah, I do want to see that.
I never saw one.
It's really good.
Yeah. But most of those independent films that we like that just have a story, they're telling a story, don't go to the theater. They go right to the streaming
service. No, but
there's
a happy medium. Like that Stillwater movie looks like a cool movie, and... father-daughter kind of thing. It looks pretty good.
I mean, there's a couple theaters in town that show the independent films. I'm probably more inclined to see something like that.
But Push is right, though. Theaters being saved is a big deal.
Yeah, that's good.
They figure people are going to go back out.
I've been seeing trailers for the second one of that Hitman's Bodyguard. Did you ever watch the first one of those?
No, I never saw
Sam
that
Sam Jackson
either.
And Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
pretty funny.
One of those? Okay.
Pretty funny. Right. There's a second one coming out, and that looks like a good one, too.
I'll just keep up the endless wait for Wayne's World 3.
I'm there with you, brother. I'd be in line with you on that one.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No. You think after the commercials for Grubhub, they'd write in a script right now.
You would think.
Anybody watch the Bill and Ted one?
No, not yet. Listeners were like, they loved it or they hated it. So that's the way people are anymore when it comes to those kind of movies. It was the best. It sucked. Okay. Thanks.
It was probably somewhere in between.
I'm guessing it's probably somewhere in between.
They do have the new Jackass slated for this fall, too.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yeah. Jackass 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one and the new Ghostbusters that's been pushed back 1,000 times.
How about the Top Gun one?
That's in the fall. That's going to be Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Okay.
Weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm busy. Damn it. I forgot about that. Just saying the word I'm busy is cool. You know?
It's only going to be there for one weekend.
I know. It's going to suck.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, the tiger that caused a scare in Houston is unharmed. It was located Saturday. The wife brought the tiger back. And it was taken to an animal shelter, then moved to a North Texas sanctuary on Sunday. No charges yet been filed against the owner. Reportedly, the wife of the guy that was seen in the video corralling the cat. The wife turned the tiger over to officials after an arrangement.
It's a bad neighbor that has a tiger, I would think.
And is up on murder charges.
Really?
Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. The guy who had the tiger was also up on murder charges. Yeah. Yes, he's a bad neighbor.
It's unrelated.
Yeah.
Still.
You know, I'm more afraid of the tiger than him.
Doesn't help his case with being a good neighbor.
You might have killed somebody he knew, though, not you.
Yeah. I mean, but doesn't every neighborhood have a guy who's up for murder? Doesn't every neighborhood have a tiger?
No, they don't.
Not aware of that.
No, not at all.
They're just like weeping because they missed a tiger while they're shoveling like giant turds.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
It'd be a hefty bag when they walk that tiger.
Yeah, I'm curious.
What a hefty bag. Yeah. Another huge turd.
Well, when you watch the Tiger King, they ended up killing off a lot of the grown tigers because they were so expensive. It cost them $10,000 a year to feed them.
Yeah, they were horrible.
And people didn't come to see them. They come to see the cute little kitties.
Of course.
Yeah. But you're right, Nick. I don't think you could probably just mow over those like I do with the dog turds in the backyard.
Well, you would just run into it.
I don't think
it'd be just a solid, you know.
I don't think the mulcher could take care of that.
No.
We would need a super tall fence because if you had a regulation like 6-foot fence, that tiger could probably jump right over that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
The tiger's out. The tiger.
I mean, it should not be a pet.
It should not be a pet.
And the neighbors aren't going to help corral your tiger like they do when your dog gets out of the fence.
No.
I got him. No.
Right.
I don't.
Can't put out a little Facebook note. Or something on the neighborhood watch. The tiger's loose again. Oh, we'll come help you.
It looks like the only tiger loose in the neighborhood.
What's it look like? I'd ask the lady.
Right. What's his name?
You see the Jungle Book?
What's the tiger look like?
Did the tiger have a name? Yeah. I don't recall you saying if the tiger had a name or not.
I don't recall the tiger having a name.
Yeah.
Oh, India.
Oh.
You make that up.
Yeah. No, I was too on the spot. He would have come up with that quick.
What's got to be weird for that cat, too. So they go from being like a domesticated tiger. Now they have to hold their own in some sanctuary. I'm sure it's not the only tiger there.
Holy crap, yeah. You didn't tell me there'd be guys like me out here.
Yeah, it is India.
You nailed that.
Nice job. Tyler didn't think your brain worked that quick.
Yeah,
nor did I. Nor did you.
Named after its homeland?
It's a lot of quick brain activity going on this morning with the subtraction and the pull of the name.
For a Monday, right.
I mean, granted, I had just seen it a minute before that.
That'd be anything.
Thank you.
Yeah, no need to minimize it.
Thank you, Tyler.
Don't get retained for a minute.
You aren't going to remember, probably, that it's masturbation month.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nothing special about this month to most of us.
What is it, May? Now you're right.
Yeah.
Can't June be masturbation month also?
Sure.
Yeah. There's 12 of them.
Yeah. But this is
international masturbation month.
This is masturbation month.
Okay. All right. I thought it had the international designation.
It may. I don't know.
Okay, go to town today. I just found it out.
Is there a group that declares that?
Yes. Whoever wants to.
Bunch of masturbators.
Is how that works. Yeah.
Anybody can declare any month or day that they want.
Yes.
It's just a matter of whether we latch onto it or not.
You know, if there's a unified group of masturbators...
That's men and female, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so it's rub that bean month.
Right. Young and old.
A study of 2,000 sexually active Americans asked people about their masturbation. This study was on behalf of a sex toy company, Lilo, for Masturbation Month. And so, you know, the results might be skewed a bit.
Right.
So take that for what you will.
People who participate in the survey are probably more enthusiastic masturbators than average.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying consider this.
Or being more honest, too.
Well, if they're on the mailing list for a sex toy company, you would assume.
Study of 2,000 sexually active Americans asked people about their masturbation. 3 in 5 say they have only experienced an orgasm through masturbation. 60%.
Whoa. That's a lot.
Yeah.
44% credited masturbation for a life epiphany, or woman. 44% credited masturbation for a life epiphany or an aha moment.
Found the spot?
I guess. I don't know.
There you go.
Oh, there it is.
And 60% say they'd rather take care of themselves than have sex with a partner. 60%.
It's going to be the same 60% that's never had an orgasm aside from masturbation. Yeah.
Do they break that down by gender?
I don't remember. I don't think so. Not in what I have. They found that of respondents currently in a relationship, 7 in 10 helped themselves after sex with their partner due to lackluster experiences.
Oh, yeah. That was great, honey. Pass me the lube.
Yeah, no. Will you go in the other room for a few minutes?
I had no idea the number was that high. I feel badly for those people.
You got to work at it, man.
I guess.
Yeah. These are also people ordering dildos online.
Yeah, that's true, too. And the guy can't compete with some big package that shows up
at
the door.
Six in 10 that prefer masturbation to sex are the ones that I... Like,
well, they might prefer masturbation to the partner they would actually be allowed to have sex with.
Okay.
You know, I'm not talking about... That's what I'm thinking that's about. They're not into their partner anymore.
Right. And they may choose that because that's the only way they can reach orgasm.
This thing or you?
So I turned myself on more. You mean? Oh, yeah. I know what I do.
The average responded.
I know how to work it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the dildo didn't piss them off earlier in the day.
That was it.
The average respondents say they first began...
When a dildo pisses you off, God, that's the worst, man.
The average respondents say they first began experimenting with masturbation when they were 15.
Oh, that's too late.
Yeah, but, you know, the dildo should be plan B. Plan A should be actual sex. And it sounds like for a lot of these people, I'm going to assume a lot of them are women.
Well, if you're ordering a dildo, it's probably a woman.
The dildo is plan A.
I don't know, puss.
Either a woman or your puss.
Yeah, I found a nice pegging story over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Sent it to Craig and said, well, I probably got to save this for a podcast extra.
Yeah, we could get into that too much. I saw that too. I saw the headline. Said, yeah, hey, straight man, give pegging a try. That's what it said. That was the headline. Yeah.
Well, this also addressed, you know, there are guys who are curious about it.
Oh, yeah.
And here's how to approach your partner if you...
Buy her a strap on.
Yeah,
wouldn't that just give it? What am I supposed to do with this?
That's what would be my wife's question. She'd be like, okay.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, hey, guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to have to have the talk before you do the purchase.
I think that's how you broach the subject. Why'd you buy me a strap on? Yeah. Okay. And then she looks over at you. You're grabbing your ankles.
No, but the article.
You ready?
I assume.
You want to talk about this? No.
You and I read the same article. About it.
No, I didn't get a chance to read the article. I just see the headline last night on Twitter.
But it was mostly targeted at guys who are curious and how to approach your partner to say,
well, that's what I said.
Listen, I'd like you to be the dominant
fire one. Fire strap
one. Just for a change.
Well, I think you can be dominated without being pegged.
Elaborate
on that.
Those
are words of wisdom for today, I think.
I like that clip.
I think if you take anything from the show today.
I want that clip. You can be, but maybe you want pegged.
A lot of guys do.
Yeah, they do. Well, every time we talk about it, they do. They call in when
people
when
come
Ms.
forward
Pegg
and say, you got to try it.
Well, it's a prostate thing, Bush told me.
Yeah, it's a different sort of orgasm, from what I understand.
I'd imagine it is.
Yeah. I think you buy the strap one for the wife, and that way you know it's not... Because if she went and got it, she'd get something... She might bring some big long dong silver thing, and you don't want that, man. You want,
long dong silver.
Right. For lack of a better term. Yeah.
Get that finger all up in there.
There you go. Or Todd, like Todd said. Right.
Yeah, you probably want something more of that size. Yeah. For starters, anyway. Yeah.
That's why I think you should have to buy the thing for your wife, because she...
Oh, yeah.
If you say you're curious, she goes out and gets one, you might be in traction.
No, if that's the case, if you decide, we're going to do this, you let him pick it out.
Yeah. Yeah, you think.
She brings in the ripper.
You think guys would prefer that, Todd, but then, we know people who seek out a doctor with ham-fisted giant fingers.
Who was a doctor you had, too,
but,
by the way.
I think he had to work his way up to that.
Yeah, but I was never old enough to experience the fingers.
No, you weren't. No.
you know, straight to the fist.
All right, so much for the podcast. Move on.
Right.
All right. Move on, Craig, please.
Oh, no, there's a lot more we could say.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know there is.
So hang on to that in the event we need that in the future.
Yeah, I think we could.
Well, the epiphany from this masturbating, aside from the first time and realizing that it does that.
Yeah.
Although
it's a great memory.
Where else you go?
Yeah.
Like nothing else, but I've never been like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much been like the same thing.
63% said there's still negative connotations associated with female masturbation and pleasure.
Yeah.
Not around here.
Not around here, but you can see that.
No, take care of yourselves, ladies. We know you do.
Yeah, take care of yourselves. Or we will.
25% off butt stuff.
There you go.
It's a deal.
I forgot about that clip.
Yeah, I did too. I just saw it. I had to play real quickly.
It's a Memorial Day sale.
Yes, it is. Coming up.
Tom Brady helping set another record for Tampa Bay.
Great.
Well, the bandwagon crowd is huge there down there. Tony's involved with that.
Yes, he is.
Yep, total bandwagon.
He doesn't care.
Yep.
He should.
No, he's a bandwagon, though.
Exactly. He knows he's a bandwagon, and he doesn't care.
Right.
He at least lives there.
Yeah, I know, but he's still a bandwagon. He's a Cowboy fan. You know?
Well, that's got to be brutal.
Yeah, being a Cowboy fan?
Yeah. Well, ever since the 90s, it's like the same thing that the Huskers go through.
They think they're good, just like Husker fans think they're good, too.
Well, the media sometimes thinks the Cowboys are good.
Oh, they do. Well, the media here thinks the Huskers are good.
Oh, hell, the other day on PTI, Wilpon and Kornheiser were giving crap to First Take in the morning on their own network for talking about the Cowboys every stinking day.
Right, right. And both the guys at First Take hate the Cowboys. One's a Giant fan, one's a Steeler fan.
But it seemed, you know, they were throwing it at them like they make up reasons just to talk about the Cowboys.
They do because they specifically hate the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Especially Stephen A. I think it had to do with a woman.
He hates Cowboy fans big time.
Well, he's a Philly guy originally.
Oh, Skip's not a Cowboy fan?
Skip's not on that show.
Oh, he's not? Who? What show are you talking about?
Max Kellerman
and
Stephen A. But I love one show throwing crap at the other
like
on the same network. Right. You don't see that.
So Tom Brady had been renting ex-Yankee Derek Jeter's house in Tampa Bay.
This is a cool spread.
And that sold Friday for $22.5 million.
To Tom Brady. Oh, no, Tom Brady bought it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He was living there.
I thought he bought it.
No.
From that headline I saw, he finally just bought it from him.
Well,
that's the headline I saw.
Doesn't say here. Oh. But maybe.
Yeah, I thought since he was living there, he just ended up buying it.
Realty firm Smith & Associates confirms the home reached peak value after Brady won the Super Bowl. So, again, don't know if it's him. This sale also makes the home the largest ever sold in South Tampa, reaching nearly 22,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, wine cellar, gym.
That's interesting, because if it was Brady and he wanted to buy it, and they'd say, you know, it's worth more now because you live there. Well, then
that's why I'm doubting it's Brady.
I know, but I didn't read the article. Right. I thought the headline to me, it seemed like Brady
just him moving in drove up the value.
So it's like, no, I'm not going to. It's stupid, man.
Well, no, winning the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Him winning that.
Mr. Brady, this is more expensive because a guy named Mr. Brady lives here. Oh, I am Mr. Brady.
That's me.
So I'm not going to pay more because I'm the reason it's up in value. So that's,
Yeah, I don't think, I'm reading this article here. I don't think Brady was the one that bought it.
Okay.
Good. So he can have everything, but he still has to move.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Tom, sorry. Got to find somewhere else to live. Yeah. I sold the house.
Asking his buddies to help me move.
Thanks for jacking up the value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.